Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel. Felipe Coutinho failing in quest to be world class, by Henry Jackson. What defines world class? Every football supporter has a different way of seeing it. To some, it's only those truly elite players like Lionel Messi, Cristiano Ronaldo, Luis Suarez and Neymar, while others could name 100 who fit into that bracket. For me, it's someone in and around the top 10 players in the world in their respective position. Someone who produces the goods almost every week and rarely hits a genuinely poor spell in form. Manuel Neuer, David De Gea, Gianluigi Buffon and Thibaut Courtois in goal. Diego Godin, Sergio Ramos, Leonardo Bonucci and Gerard Pique at the back. Luka Modric, Toni Kroos, N'Golo Kante and Sergio Busquets in midfield. The usual suspects in attack. This is a selection of those I consider world class. But one man I cannot add to that illustrious list is Felipe Coutinho. That's tough to admit, considering I adore him approximately 90% of the time. In general, the Brazilian wizard has been a superb signing since his arriving from Inter Milan back in January 2013, and he has grown in stature since making his debut as a prodigious 20-year-old. No player, barring Luis Suarez, has been more of an attacking talisman for Liverpool in the past 4 years, with Coutinho scoring a number of both crucial and wonderful goals. Man United, Everton, Man City, Chelsea, Arsenal and Tottenham have all felt the wrath of him at some point. His lovable, almost childlike personality also makes it extremely tough not to warm to him, and he carries himself with a certain class both on and off the pitch. When everything clicks, he is nothing short of exceptional, and there have been times when he's been bordering on the Premier League's best player. That definitely applied earlier this season, when everything he touched turned to gold. Since then, however, Coutinho's form plummeted, and not for the first time in his Anfield career. The injury picked up against Sunderland in November certainly hasn't helped, but it cannot be used solely as an excuse for some worryingly limp performances. The 24-year-old has played 12 times since his return, but it's very difficult to think of one occasion when he was excellent. There were bits of magic against Tottenham and Arsenal, but others were far better, while his lovely finish against Leicester was a consolation goal on an otherwise dismal night for the South American. That remains his only goal since the 6-1 win over Watford back in November. Sunday's 2-1 win over Burnley signalled Coutinho's poorest showing of the season to date, and to see him deservedly hooked after 60 minutes for 17-year-old Ben Woodburn summed up his current struggles. Nothing he did came off, and there was a lethargy to his effort level, both on and off the ball, that actually left you slightly angry. Jurgen Klopp was absolutely right in taking him off. Perhaps I'm doing the Brazil international a disservice with some of the opinion that he could be struggling on with an injury. For all I know, that could be the case, but we have seen him dip like this too often in the past. Despite winning Liverpool's Player of the Year award twice, he has not yet delivered a campaign of total consistency and world-class brilliance. This is why he's below the Premier League's very best in Eden Hazard, Alexis Sanchez, Diego Costa, Kevin De Bruyne and Sergio Aguero. There always seems to be a drop-off point, a point when his attitude and fight look questionable, his decision-making gets slower and sloppier, and his shooting becomes irritatingly erratic. World-class players don't do that. On another Liverpool site, which I won't mention for fear of being hung, drawn and quartered by Anfield Index's big boss man Gags Tandon, someone hit the nail on the head with Coutinho. He can never influence a game when he's having an off day. Instead, he can almost feel like a hindrance. The great players still produce the goods when they have been having a shocker for much of the afternoon. Look at Sadio Mane, for example. Not world class either. Who always scares the opposition, regardless of how badly he's playing. He is more important to Liverpool than Coutinho, and this has something to do with it. You can often tell very early whether Coutinho is at the races or not, and if he isn't, that rarely changes for the rest of the match. Believe it or not, he can actually be a disruptive influence when he's at his worst, which is so frustrating when you consider what an unbelievably gifted player he is. Before this sounds like I'm hounding Coutinho towards the nearest exit door, I must stress how integral he remains to this Liverpool side, and how many great memories he has provided us with since his arrival. On his day, which happens a lot more often than it doesn't, he is the Reds' most gifted, influential player, and he would stroll into Barcelona's current midfield. Part of me wonders whether his mind is already at the Camp Nou, by the way. Few players in the league can make the game look more simple and fun than Liverpool's number 10, and he is someone rival supporters purr about more than most. Every fan of the fellow top teams in England would do unthinkable things to have him at their club. With his 25th birthday still 3 months away, Coutinho should still be regarded as a relatively young player who has plenty of time to become world class. He cannot currently be classified as that, however, and he won't be until he can consistently string together top class performances and avoid these all too regular slumps and pesky injuries. We are looking for a Suarez, Steven Gerrard or Fernando Torres figure to be the undisputed main man at Anfield, someone who everyone else can invariably turn to and know that he will bail them out if things aren't going to plan. Coutinho should be that man by now, but unfortunately he isn't. Up next for the Silky Forward is a trip to the Etihad to face Man City on Sunday afternoon, a place where he enjoyed one of his greatest Liverpool performances in the 4-1 win last season. We need to see the return of that magical, match-winning Coutinho, who was receiving endless plaudits back in autumn, and see him stay at that level for a sustained period. Only then can we think about calling him world class. Like a slightly overcritical father at parents' evening, I just want to say to him, "You're absolutely brilliant, Phil, but both you and I know you can even be better." Henry here has touched on one of my pet subjects for the year so far, which has been discussing Felipe Coutinho, usually with myself, because I tend to watch matches alone. It's probably for the betterment of my fellow man, to be perfectly honest with you, because I do tend to become quite fraught during games. And when I am watching a match, I tend to talk to myself incessantly about Coutinho. It's interesting to note that an awful lot of people have picked up on the fact that since he signed his contract, his form has fallen off a cliff. And whilst there is an undeniable link between the two, it is probably overly simplistic to say one thing is related to the other. I think it's just an unfortunate coincidence. It's not like a guy that age and that talented is suddenly going to just, you know, give up the ghost. I think it's probably got a lot more to do with the fact that all around him, players were underperforming also. But Henry makes a very good point. If Coutinho is very much what we think he is, and I do question that. I spoke to somebody recently. I was on John Buskell's excellent In Focus podcast. He's lucky enough to be invited on there. And I spoke to John about how I don't think many people, many other clubs, view Coutinho in the way that we do. And in fact, I'd probably disagree with Henry on that one point, where he talks about how other clubs and fans and would be delighted to have him and how he could stroll into Barcelona's current midfield. I would question that very much. Very much indeed, because of the very thing that Henry highlights, which is the incredible inconsistency over the course of a season. He's a streaky player, Coutinho. He can go and he can do things wonderfully for a period of time, and then he just goes off the boil. And he's not, again, I thought it was an excellent point that Henry makes there. He's not like Mane. He doesn't have that one thing that will always terrify defences, even if he's playing badly. Because if Coutinho's playing badly, Jesus, he's awful. He dribbles down blind alleys. He fails to connect with passes. He doesn't get involved properly in the press. He shoots terribly. It's a horror show. And the performance against Burnley was just such a horror show. So I would be very much of the opinion that he does need to step it up over the course of an entire season, or at least a majority of a season, for us to see and be able to say that Coutinho is what we all think he is, what we've all seen him to be. And it's just too simple now to see that the Manchester City match is coming up and he's got a great history and track record against them. It's just too easy to imagine that he's just going to do that. I don't think it's like that. I don't think Coutinho's played well almost at all in this year. So for fans to be sitting back and expecting a Coutinho wonder show to rescue us, I think you might be on a loser there. I love him as a footballer. I think he's absolutely tremendous footballer. I want him in our first team all the time, in the correct system, with the correct players around him. And that way we might see better consistency from him. As regards him being the main man, 24 going 25, this is his time to do it. And if he doesn't do it next season, assuming he's here next season, then you'd have to question whether he ever will. Wonderful player or not. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Getting caught in the wrong shoes can interrupt your plans for the day, like when that 10% chance of rain ends up looking more like 100%. When the transition to fall and winter feels more like experiencing every season on the same day, there's the Allbirds Mizzle Collection. These shoes were made for misty morning walks, surprise snow days, and anything a trip to the dog park might bring. The whole collection brings together water-repellent technology and classic style, so you can stay warm, dry, and comfy during your everyday adventures. Cross off errands with the splash protection on the Wool Runner Mizzle. Dash through cold and wet weather with all-condition traction and reflective details on the Wool Dasher Mizzle. Or upgrade to next-level protection with the Mudguard on the Wool Runner-Up Mizzle Plus. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with your purchase. ALLBIRDS.com, code FRESHSOCKS.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.